No reindeer.
Okay, I didn't have very much time to do this one, but we'll see how it goes.
You say you want a ramble cast. Well, you know. Well, Matt, just hit record. You tell Jack that you love the ramble cast. Well, you know. We promise you won't get bored. When we interrupt Chris, don't you know that you can count me out in? Cause you know it's gonna be alright. Cause you know it's gonna be alright. You know it's gonna be
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to tell you,
that's his best one yet.
I wasn't going to steal Jack's
line. It wasn't my best one.
I forgot to mute the YouTube, but it was perfect. It was like six bars. And then it was like a repeating of it. That was awesome.
that was one of your best ones yet. That was excellent.
I think I'm going to vote for it.
Nice. Well, I mean, considering that you had a Beatles theme, I was like, oh, okay, I'll pick a Beatles tune. And we're also doing a Beatles thing. I was like, okay, I'll just pick
it. It was a Beatles photo on the YouTube.
Yeah, what was the whole Beatles thing about?
I've seen a lot of Beatles stuff. Just because, you know, they're doing the voting.
The bracket in Jay and Jack Facebook group.
I mean, I know you're not on the Facebook group.
I am, but that's why I'm asking.
It started a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I can see where you'd mess it.
Well, I've seen like a bracket, but I've also seen like Taylor Thank Swift you, and shit. So I was like, I wasn't sure what these brackets were all
that
about.
That was like Taylor Swift ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
And in COVID time, it was 2 months ago, dude.
It went Taylor Swift, The Office, and now the Beatles. Okay.
The Bells.
You're like, oh, is that why Matt had an Office themed name?
Yep. Just didn't put two and two together. Here I am. Hey, I bought something new though. You want to see something cool? I've had it for a while, but I found
that new math. It's kind of fuzzy.
Is it a map of Disneyland?
Oh, that's a cool butt plug.
Uh-huh. The crown. The Goonies.
I got my Goonies limited print framed up on the wall.
Nice. Hey, you guys.
72 of 500, as it says down here in the bottom.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah.
So how did you get it? Okay, so you should have like a cardboard backing?
Well, yeah, it's just a picture frame.
Okay, that's the other one. Okay, because
a cardboard backing?
No, I meant because like usually with those kinds of those, no, I mean with the movie posters like that, because they're a very thin paper, if you get them professionally framed, they used to often bubble. And that's why I was asking. So,
well, you got to get it dry mounted.
Yeah, but then dry mount your poster though.
Dry mount.
Okay. So what you have to do is that you get it linen backed, and then you dry mount the linen.
Sure.
That way you can steam it off.
You're talking to a professional framer here.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
9 years.
I framed a couple people in my life. They're doing life now in Sing Sing.
That's a different kind of framing.
Well, you know, not a lot of people though will spend the money to get stuff linen backed because it's. You know,
sure.
It's kind of pricey.
So. Sure.
Done that way.
There is also a speed mounting foam board that's easily reversible. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're gonna, you know, mount something though, or dry mount anything, should at least go with something that's acid free. So
I like the speed mount myself.
Exactly. I knew Jack went to the dark side there.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I got my artwork. So it's actually shaping up pretty nice over there at the corner of the room.
Yeah,
it doesn't. Can I tell you something though? It doesn't match the other. It's not as big as
the other one. Not the same size. The tops line up.
Yeah, it bugs me though.
I think it's off by like an inch.
Yeah, it bothers me.
I'm always off to the right a little bit by an inch, you know, or so.
Okay.
Hey, so JP said that he worked with a girl who swore the pirate was three-eyed Willie. I asked her what the hell his patch would look like then.
Well, the girl you work with is an idiot.
Then JP proceeded to show her his one-eyed
Willie.
And then he got fired. So,
because it had a patch on it.
Yeah, Greg, this is my Princess Leia cup. It's seen better days. Yes, that is. If you join us for any of the live shows, sometimes I will drink out of my Star Wars cups. I've got I think the Han Solo one. I don't know where that one's at. I got a Luke one, a Vader, Obi-Wan. They're from the different movies. There's a Stormtrooper one. So, yeah.
Nice.
There you go. So,
you know, speaking of Carrie Fisher, she is actually in a new part of a new documentary on Netflix. Really? You guys hear about that?
No, yeah.
It's called Have a Good Trip, delves into the world of psychedelic drugs.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, she would be a witness to that.
But it's actually incredible. So I mean, if you look at like the...
Sorry, my phone.
Is that a real fucking phone?
No.
No, it's just the, you know, the iPhone. It's an unknown too, so I should at least talk to the unknown.
This is our producer, people.
Look. If I don't have the ringer on, then I miss certain notifications for my business. So, you know,
I try and pull up the entire cast or people who are in this movie. But I actually watched the trailer for it. It looks actually really entertaining. So it's Have a Good Trip, Adventures in Psychedelics.
I'm curious because, you know, most of the psychedelic era was, you know, like 66 through, I don't know, early 70s. And she was only a teenager, you know, even when Star Wars came out. So I'm curious, like, cause she was always known more for cocaine than psychedelics.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to.
I wish I was known for something like that. God.
You know, we'll have to watch it. They're forever.
That's true. But, I'm just saying, when I think of illegal drugs with Carrie Fisher, I don't think, oh, she's over there doing acid. I think of her, you know, doing a little, you know.
So the cast of this movie is interesting because of the amount of people who have actually left us, right? So we have Matt Besser, Lewis Black, Anthony Bourdain.
When did Lewis Black die?
Well, he didn't die. He's still around. Anthony Bourdain. Deepak Chopra, Rob Kadri, David Cross, Donovan. I don't know who Donovan is. Maya Erskine.
About three of us are about to smack you there for that one.
I'm sorry, we just lost Chris because he's just so fucking dumb.
Who the fuck is Donovan?
You know, they call it Mellow Yellow.
That's right.
And then, you know.
Whatever. Maya Erskine, Shepard Fairey, Carrie Fisher, Will Forte, tons and tons of people. Bill Kreutzmann, from Grateful Dead, Nick Kroll, like a ton of people. Sarah Silverman, Adam Scott, Ben Stiller, Sting. Like, it's a huge... Nick Offerman is like the host of it. It looks like it's going to be a really interesting documentary because there's actually been quite a bit of news out there recently about microdosing psilocybin. That's actually like a new like medical field where they're trying to find medical use cases for microdosing of psilocybin, which is the active psychotropic ingredient in mushrooms. So it's interesting. There's a lot of stuff happening right now with that medical field side of it, but to see this and see some people who have since passed since this documentary was filmed. Should be interesting. Should be a fun watch.
All right.
Well, thank you for that. That's, I was just trying to tell you who Donovan was, you know.
Yeah, don't mess with Matt. He can have his phone ring.
For a very short
seriously.
If you know who Donovan is, you're out of here.
Yeah. For a very short period, they thought he was like gonna beat Dylan, which was not ever gonna happen. But in the mid '60s, there he had quite a string of hits.
Yeah, and Mellow Yellow supposedly was, you know, about smoking banana peels. So
terrible song.
He was also with.
This is why I can't be president. I would sit there and just say all the things that are across my mind and the things that are stupid.
Oh, yeah. Like when you're, well,
I thought it was about the drink.
When I read about that whole period.
I thought it was about a pair of jeans from the Gap.
When I read about that whole period, though, you're just like, oh, that's a neat way to do drugs. Like, you know, like the entire On the Beach record by Neil Young, he was sauteing marijuana nuggets and then covering them in honey and then just ingesting them that way. And he called them honey slides. And you're like, oh, that's different.
Amazing.
Yeah. But like, if you listen to that record, it's very just kind of mellow, but it's good.
You should at least check out Donovan's Greatest Hits.
That's true.
Yeah. I'll let you know when I do that.
I really don't want
it's right been, after right after Das Boot.
Yeah, exactly. As I say, it's been a year and a half since Das Boot, which I read a poll today. It was ranked number 17 on greatest World War II films of all time, or actually just war films of all time. So,
Hurdy Gurdy. Well,
if it was ranked 16, he might have done it.
Jennifer, whatever. We've been
mentioning some in the chat here, but Hurdy Gurdy Man, Season of the Witch, Colors, Catch the Wind, is all really good Donovan songs. Mm-hmm. So
Atlantis,
awesome.
He's had some moments, and he was with the Beatles and the Beach Boys when they went to India.
That's true.
So,
well, actually, I was only Mike Love.
Okay, well, I'm trying to just lump them all together there. They're like they were all there. So
he's not even a Wilson. He's just the first cousin. Yeah.
It didn't seem to impress him.
No,
India or what?
No, Chris, the Beatles and the.
It's before his time, you know.
So speaking of music, I found a new playlist on iTunes. Uh-huh. It's pretty rad. Dad Rock Essentials. and it's actually really good. So it's got My Morning Jacket, Bruce Springsteen, Pearl Jam, The Strokes, The Beatles, U2, Tom Petty.
Wait. Who's Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
The Boss.
The Boss. I don't know.
I figured it's just going to be like Alan Parsons Project, just on a loop.
Dude, Where do we go from here?
This set list is incredible.
I also discovered a new playlist after watching the Beastie Boys documentary on Apple TV, something that Chris knows nothing about.
I actually have not watched it yet.
I'm joking about Apple TV with you because you're an Apple employee.
Well, but anyway, I bet you many didn't know who the Beastie Boys were.
I don't know. I do question, you know, what he does know. But
shut the fuck up.
All right. So anyway, after watching that though, I checked out Mike D's playlist.
Ad Rock is in that movie too, by the way. Sorry. Relevant, but carry on.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Is he related to Rick D's?
Weekly Top 40.
Mike D? No, not
Is
at
he
all.
Related to D's Nuts?
That was my first thought when I heard D's. I was like,
the D stands for nuts. Diamond.
You know, Rick D's was Disco Duck, right?
Right. Well, okay. Just to finish my thought, Mike D has a playlist out there and a whole slew of them called The Echo Chamber, which he pulls some really deep cuts and some really cool stuff. So if you're looking for something in that vein,
you know, it's really on the whole vein, if you will, of the Beastie Boys, they actually released an album, I want to say in the mid to late 90s, called In Through the Out Sounds, I think it's called. If you haven't heard of it, it's fucking awesome. It's just all the instrumental music from their albums and some, like, you know, jams that they all did. You actually forget how talented of musicians they also were on some of the tracks that they put down too. So I highly recommend that album, In Through the Out Sounds.
It's similar. Interesting when bands do that too, because, you know, you're usually so caught up in the melody or just the vocal, lyrics that you do ignore that. Cause I mean, I know like the Beach Boys did that with Stack of Tracks, which they took their favorite songs and just only put out the music of it, just so you could listen to all the different layers that they would stack on top of it. It's like, wow, it's just so impressive.
There's a second instrumental album by the Beast Boys, and as much as I love the one that you mentioned, but the mix up though is also really good because it's strictly made for that album. Like, it's not even like tracks from their previous albums. But you should definitely check out that Beastie Boys documentary. It's really good. It's a lot of fun.
Is Donovan on it?
No, but Dolly Parton is.
He hosts
Dolly
Parton. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't he the quarterback? You see the quarterback for the Eagles?
Jolie. Donovan? No, not anymore.
He did live to a ripe old age, though. I mean, it's not like Donovan was like a spring chicken that just died, you know, like at 27.
With any rocker that makes it to 60 is a good age, right?
Yeah, I think all of their powers just keep going into.
It's like when you keep seeing the Rolling Stones, you go, okay, how are those guys still alive?
Oh, I know it for real.
Or Betty White,
and he still goes out there and does it. Like,
well, Betty White's a
national fucking treasure. Don't forget, pour some out for Little Richard.
Yeah,
Little Richard passed away yesterday, which is sad news.
Who was great in Mystery Alaska?
He was. He asked him to do a favor. He sang it really well.
And what was that movie from Back to the Beach? It's also in Back to the Beach. Annette Funicello and
Randy says Donovan's still alive. He's 74.
Oh well, there you go.
Well, he's only 74.
Man, you're trying to kill off everybody, Matt.
I wasn't trying to kill him off, Matt. I was
all the shit that you just gave me about not knowing his music. You thought he was fucking dead, and he's alive.
Okay, I'm gonna pull up his picture. And by the way, you're the one that announced that he was dead.
I didn't announce that he was dead.
It's like that line in
I did not. I don't even know who the fuck he is.
I just said he could be hosting it.
He's looking pretty old here.
He is an ugly son of a bitch.
Oh, back in his day.
He was cute when he was,
I mean, this is not a good picture. I mean, you know.
Name one artist.
I like how there's that Ray duration
that looks good now.
When did he play basketball?
It goes from Donovan, the musician.
Wow, he's got a rough look, huh?
Donovan Mitchell, and then it goes to Ray Donovan.
I mean, name one artist, Chris, from the 60s that still looks good today without plastic surgery.
Keith Richards?
He didn't even look good in the 60s.
To be fair, he doesn't look any different.
Yeah. I mean,
Bob Weir.
Dolly Parton looks pretty young.
Okay. What's crazy is that Bob Weir has actually transitioned to what Jerry Garcia kind of looked like before he died, although that maybe like 80 pounds less. But
I love this picture of him with the
wind blowing.
That's hilarious. But what's funny is that, like, you know, if you look at like some pictures of him a few years ago, he was actually getting a little heavier. And I follow him on a few different forms of social media, and he's like a workout fanatic, and now he's jacked, and he's 74 years old. And he's jacked.
Oh yeah.
And like he still jams out for like 3.5 hour shows.
It's funny how cause like even David Crosby, like you look at him early 2000s, he's probably a good 100 pounds overweight. He just looks like a tub of lard. And now he's just a skinny old man. And you're like, wow, like he lost like 80 something pounds.
Yeah. Well, it was funny on Wednesday, the Nugs.net, Nugs.tv, I don't know if you guys ever heard of that before. It's a great YouTube channel. They air concerts all the time, different bands. They happen to play like the Dead and Company stuff. They also played on Wednesday night, they played a concert, the Grateful Dead concert from 1989. And it was at in Foxborough, Mass. So right up the street.
I'm laughing at the chat.
Oh,
he's laughing at you.
No, I'm saying Mike. Mike never released a tie; only covers of the Eagles.
Nice. He's
fucking Eagles, man.
So they aired a concert on Wednesday night. It was actually from Foxborough at the old Foxborough Stadium before Gillette Stadium was there. It was kind of cool.
Was Brady there?
Yeah. No.
No,
he wasn't, Dan. No, he wasn't. It was crazy because it was like Bob Weir in 1989 looks completely different than he does today. It's amazing what 30 years can do.
Most of us do.
No, but it's drastic. Like Bob Weir was like this long brunette hair tied back, like pretty boy face. He's rocking these nut hugging like shorts that he used to wear back in the 80s.
Well, I mean,
Look at that dude. Like, it's a significant difference. Because he went like, from the whole,
he actually kind of looks like that. Who's that actor?
Looks like Manson in that picture.
Who's the actor who won the Academy Award?
Well, there's a bunch of them.
Okay. Anyway.
So he went from like the baby faced, the handsome front man to growing the hair out long, or the beard out and almost having the whole Jerry Garcia look.
Well, at least he still has his hair. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Something.
Randy says Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, that's what I was thinking
of. He looks like Jared Leto. I thought she was throwing up an idea of someone who's maintained themselves from the 60s.
I mean, even Phil looks good too, Phil Lesh. Like, even talking to dead people. I mean, Grateful Dead, not dead people, but like.
Right.
Even Phil.
I got you.
I love my dead people. They look good.
But proud moment. So my daughter watched that concert with us, and she listens to, and everyone we listen to a lot of Grateful Dead, listen to a lot of Dead and Company. And she knows who they are, which I think is really cool. But she knows
who Donovan is.
No. She knows who Bob Weir is. She knows, and she started asking questions about the musical instruments. And she's like, why does O'Teal's in Dead and Company, he's the bass player. He's got the huge, six string or eight string bass, whatever it is, multiple bass guitars. She said, why does his guitar look different? So she's picking up on these like subtle things. She's like, his guitar sounds different. I'm like, this is so awesome. So she's like totally picking up on all these things. Pick up is not a pun intended, but so she was asking all these questions, and I was kind of like explaining to her, and she started to like really put things together about how bands are made up. And she's like, Dad, I want to learn how to play guitar. I'm like, yes, yes, you do. I was like, maybe I'll get you a ukulele. You can start off with a ukulele. And she goes, Dad, it's ukulele. I'm like, well, shit. Okay, well, I'll have to get you one. So I'm thinking about maybe getting one for her. And if I do get one for her, I might have to get one for me.
Yeah. The thing about ukuleles is that you can't go cheap.
Like, no.
Yeah, like, because if you're getting like $100 one, it's gonna sound like shit.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real for a second. She is 8, so I think the first one I get for her is going to be a significantly less than that cost. Mm-hmm. I saw an advertisement for one, and I know this is not going to be a great quality ukulele, but there's an advertisement for it on Instagram where you can actually get the parts and build your own. So you actually do the actual assembly of it, which I thought was just kind of cool to have a good idea of how the whole thing's put together. So
I've seen that as well, and I'm really curious how that will work, because being such a small instrument, you have to have it really precise to make it sound good.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe if it's something she gets into and wants to learn, then that's cool. But she also wants to learn everything right now.
Yeah, but that's great. That's what kids are. I mean, ukulele is a great instrument. Even you, Chris, like, I don't know if you can play any instruments, but like, it's a lot of the chords are just 2-3 fingers. And the hardest part about learning any kind of stringed instrument is just getting the muscle memory in your left hand, just for bending your fingers. Other than that, it's easy.
I played guitar for about 6 to 8 months back in junior high school. And I gave up because I wasn't good enough, quick enough, and I just lost my patience.
If you've ever worked your hand like the stranger,
the left hand though. I'm not a left hand guy. I know exactly what you're getting at, and I'll be honest with you. I don't masturbate with my left hand, so I'm not going to have the stamina yet. So I got fair enough.
You know, I'm not a right handed guy. I'm a left handed.
You know.
Yeah. I'm left handed by nature, so. Also naughty by nature.
Not because I hate you, though. What are you chomping on over there, bud?
Pita chips.
It's pretty loud.
Stacy's pita chips?
Yeah, but like Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom. Got it going on.
Do you guys have Stacy's pita chips? Is that like a brand you can get?
No, we're in the backwoods. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't eat pita chips.
Because, never mind.
only reason I asked that question because I know Stacy.
You know Stacy? Oh,
nice. I do. Yeah.
Stacy. Her mom is hot.
Where does she bake her pita chips?
Westwood, Massachusetts.
Huh. Just pops them in an onion.
Yeah.
Oven.
In an onion?
Well, she has since sold her brand.
Pops them in an onion.
She has since sold her brand, but they remain with her name, and they are still made in Westwood, Massachusetts.
Do you know everybody in Massachusetts?
No.
Well, it is a small state.
Yeah, it's true.
Smaller than Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't know anybody in Rhode Island. I know people in Rhode Island, too.
After the show, if I share my customer list with you of everybody in Massachusetts, can you go through and say, oh, I know that person. Oh, I know that person.
If you'd like.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's
Can't wait for the show to end.
Well, Jack, it was because of you that we had this on Monday night. Usually we've been rocking the Wednesday night.
That's right.
You know.
Next week I'm open.
Yeah. Chris, after you left, when did we record? Thursday? No, Wednesday. We basically, because Jack joined us shortly after you left, we basically had a whole entire another episode.
I saw, the next morning I saw the messages. I'm like, oh shit, y'all went late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we did a bonus episode and at the time it was just Nick and I and I was like, well, Nick and I, we can talk about just about anything for who knows how long.
Nothing interesting. But...
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I hope the listeners enjoyed it. But anyway, so we did a bonus patrons episode, although it was free to the people for that night. And then, I don't know, we were talking for like 25 minutes and then Jack appeared and then Jay and Colleen jumped on.
So, Colleen said she must have been stalking you guys because she said they're still recording. I go, they're still recording? I didn't know it was a bonus episode. I go, how the hell are they still recording?
I think we talked about Beatles and we got into some music stuff. You know, stuff. So, and which prompted me to, I was just trying to come up with a fun image to post on the YouTube thing.
There's a poll over on Jay and Jack where we're voting for songs from the Beatles right now.
Oh, no shit.
I'm amazed how good, well, Help was doing when it did shitty. When I brought up the verses, people are like, Help! Oh, God, that's terrible.
Well, the way it currently is trending, though, it's looking like it's going to be between two Harrison songs and two McCartney songs. So Lennon won't even be represented in the final four.
It's not right, man. It's not right.
I've sent you a couple messages on Facebook, Matt, to try to help you out.
You did?
I put on there because you were a little upset about some of the songs not doing well. So
I don't really care. It just, you know, I just lost my faith in people's music taste. So it's, I mean, the, they don't know who Donovan is.
But it's the Beatles. Like, I mean, is there? It's like. The Beatles mean something to each song means something different to everybody.
I don't think I received any of your messages. I did. No, see...
I put it on the.
Oh, on the you commented to me. I did. Jack, you did share with us the Japanese version of The Office, the SNL digital short, which is hilarious. And I was watching it. I was like, oh, I remember this. I remember when this aired.
I forgot about it. Then I saw it and I was like, oh, because I've been doing Office bloopers and all this Office stuff. And I said, oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Good stuff. So, I was just, my wife is kind of now rewatching The Office. So I just kind of casually like jump into different episodes. And she was watching Phyllis's Wedding, which there's this hilarious moment. It's like probably one of my, there's a lot of really great Pam and Dwight moments because they kind of have their own little friendship. But maybe one of my favorites is when Pam's crying and Dwight comes to console her.
Right.
And it's really funny because at different moments you're thinking, oh, he's being sweet. No, he's not. It lasts for so long. And it just, at every moment, it cracks my shit up.
Well, he was being sweet for Dwight.
He was. And it's just like, it's but endearing, but it's funny at the same time.
But it also has really one of the, cool off. It has one of the most uncomfortable Michael Scott scenes where he's toasting Phyllis.
Oh yeah.
And doing the jokes. It's like, God, please stop. Please stop. Please
when
stop.
Phyllis was in high school, they used to call her. So yeah, it's good.
Because Bob Vance Refrigeration didn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
it's uncomfortable.
It's a funny episode though. Yeah. So it's got a lot of different moments to it. So Anyway, that's our office talk. So I think it's
sorry. Oh,
apparently there's a private chat. So
oh, I didn't even see it.
Are you kidding me? You're gonna shit on Hurdy Gurdy Man? That is an amazing song. You know, George Harrison wrote a lyric for that song. I'm so glad he's muted because he has nothing to say.
Yeah,
true. So that is a private chat for a reason, bud.
I guess Matt wants us to start posting everything.
How are you going to listen to a song for the first time while we're on a podcast? Come on, Russ.
Sometimes some of those 60 songs are
that was a big insult.
It was probably the worst insult I've ever given you, Chris.
Yeah. Miami Mike is even going, oh my God, Matt went there.
It's like I like Atlantis a lot by Donovan, but like for the first minute and a half, it's just torture because it's just him kind of narrating, like, all the gods came down from the blah, 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 and then, and then all of a sudden, when the beat finally hits, you're like, ah, yeah, that's pretty cool. But
I will give it a listen. But I love all types of music. I'll be honest with you here for a second. I just didn't happen to know of Donovan. I probably know him. I probably know the songs. I just never associated with it was.
If I'm going to recommend songs that you might like, I mean, definitely, Catch the Wind. I like Season of the Witch a lot.
Season of the
Witch. And Jennifer Juniper. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was never a big fan of the Jennifer Juniper, but Catch the Wind though is like, it's so good. It has a special place. So
I will give it a whirl.
Just like as Miami Mike said, a special place, like uncomfortable in the back of Volkswagen.
Mallrats.
Oh, yeah, Will Fry brings up a good point. Like I never watched it, the IT Crowd, which is another British show.
Oh yeah,
it's been recommended to me many times. I just never got around to watch it.
Have you tried turning it off and on again? That's a great show.
Are you having a laugh?
It's every IT professional's like favorite show because it's so true to life. And what's guy? What's his name? Chris, Irish actor. Chris, shit.
There's not many.
Chris O'Brien.
Is that what his name is?
Chris shit is an awful name to have.
He's just throwing out an Irish name.
Chris shit O'Brien.
Chris shit O'Brien.
Chris Shamrock.
That's gonna drive me nuts now.
Chris
I brought it up last week. Did anybody get around to watching Michael Jordan Bulls thing yet?
I don't have the
you don't have ESPN?
No.
I did watch a show that's on Disney Plus. I just I was working and it was one of those shows I just threw on and I had seen some other people really like it. It's called Prop Culture. What is it called? Prop Culture. Music. Yeah, no, Prop Culture.
Talk about prop music. Talk about.
No, Prop Culture. And it follows this guy who goes around and, you know, goes and kind of discovers different props from famous movies. Yeah. Unfortunately, they're all Disney movies. So some of the ones that he picks, I'm kind of like, well, I'd really love for you to do Goonies. That would be awesome.
It wasn't.
Maybe he can't.
Was it you that brought this up or was it an article I read? It had to be the same thing. He's talking about the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I hadn't watched that one yet, but I saw that it was on there. Yeah.
Okay, because that's the only thing I know about the show is that he was on the ride or something like that, and was looking at like when you first come into the boat through the cave when you first start it, and there's a big treasure chest like right there. But he said it was way too detailed to be a prop. I mean, as in like a ride prop.
Huh. You know?
And it's actually the same one from the movie.
Oh. Wow. Okay. I haven't watched that episode yet. I watched the Tron, which was really fun. But the one that got me, I'd seen that it was out and I was kind of like, I don't know if this is my thing. The Muppet movie. The Muppet movie was the one that I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this.
Take Manhattan?
Just the Muppet movie, the original Muppet movie. I'm a Muppet fan. I love everything about the Muppet. Jim Henson is just an amazing
Gonzo. Gonzo's your favorite character?
The they do have Gonzo on there. But no, Gonzo's not my favorite.
Gonzo's so, not Elmo.
I've always been a big Kermit fan. So sorry, hate to go with the main guy, but I've just always loved that show.
Fozzie.
A lot of fond memories of watching that with my family when I was a kid.
Fozzie and Animal,
that was your favorites?
Those were my favorite.
I liked Animal a lot when I was a kid, for sure.
Yeah. I remember a few years ago, like someone was trying to do one of those Facebook things, like, name one band that truly influenced your life. And that's what I wrote. It was like, you know.
Electric Mayhem.
Electric Mayhem. That's awesome.
What about Jack and Chris? What favorite Muppets, just off the top of your brain? You got nothing. You hate the Muppets. He just
said Elmo a while ago.
I hate Elmo.
There's two generations.
That's not even the Muppets.
There's two generations of Muppets.
Are they puppets?
Yeah.
I would say Kermit the Frog. I mean, that's the ET pick for me, right? So Kermit the Frog is my favorite character Muppet. However, in later Muppet years, I did grow a liking to I don't even know his name. Was it? Ah, shit. He was the prawn, like the shrimp.
Yeah. No, I know who you're saying.
I am not a shrimp. I am a king prawn.
Yeah, no, he's great.
I think it was so funny. Like, he totally, like, stole the show in Muppets in Space. I remember that.
Does Oscar the Grouch count?
No.
No? Fuck it. I don't know then.
You're getting Sesame Street confused with the Muppets.
They're all puppets.
But totally different programs.
Kermit was on Sesame Street.
I feel like we brought.
Am
up
I
a,
right?
I feel Kermit. Like we brought up a subject like Spider-Man, where Jack's just like, I just don't get it.
So it's Pepe the King Prawn.
Yes,
that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong that Kermit was not on Sesame Street?
Yes, Kermit was on Sesame Street.
All right, so fuck off, man. What the fuck, man?
You don't have a favorite Muppet from the Muppet Show, like the crew.
I like
or the, anything, any
the two old guy, the two old guys in the theater,
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah,
totally I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's totally.
He likes the Swedish Chef.
Mm. That explains.
Oh my god, the Swedish Chef! You know, fuck Kermit. It's the Swedish Chef. Crunchy Stars. He had his own fucking cereal. It was called Crunchy Stars. Are you shitting? It's definitely the Swedish Chef all the way.
I was gonna and say Miss. I was gonna say Miss Piggy.
Pepe the King Prawn.
You were gonna say Miss Piggy.
I was gonna say Miss Piggy, but she was constantly sexually harassing Kermit, so I can't.
But you
I
like those statues? Like, come on, come on, and then tosses him in the back seat.
Yeah,
I think this should be a versus.
Am I wrong?
It definitely should be a versus.
She was constantly sexually harassing Kermit.
All right.
Kermit the Frog here.
Yay!
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
So good.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to pull up a dice roll here.
We're really doing this?
Oh, we're just jumping into it. Let's go.
We pretty much already named them anyway.
We just did them all. Sure. I just said which one my favorite was.
Jack doesn't have a pick. He's just going to say Miss Piggy.
No, if I get first, I'm telling you right now, I'm picking Kermit, so fuck off all of you.
That's fine. You can have Kermit.
Pick the J pick. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know any of these people, so I'm just going to pick Kermit.
Let's go.
I know, but I don't know the difference.
Let's go. Muppet Mayhem.
I'm Muppet Mayhem versus.
What about Sid? Why don't we go with Sid and Marty Croft? I mean, you know, I could go with some of those. No?
Okay, hold on.
You guys, you're probably too young. You know, HR Puffin stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Sigmund and the Sea Monster.
Okay, here we go. I got a good
one. The Banana Bunch. I think they were part of Sid and Marty Croft.
All right.
That was when I was a kid.
All right. Who's going first here? I'll go first since
it doesn't matter. You'll probably get 12.
Okay, I'll go first since I got first roll last time or whatever. So, okay, I'll go again because I got six. Okay?
That's fucking bullshit.
There See, I got one.
No, I guess make it.
Perfect.
Why do I get one? That's bullshit. Okay, who's next?
I'll go next.
Right down the ladder here. Go with Nick.
Go to Nick.
Okay, I'll go with Nick. And stop.
Five. Oh, Nick.
All right, who's next?
Nickelodeon.
Nick.
Clearly, I'm last. So who's going?
Jack's next.
I'm next.
Okay. And stop.
Oh,
okay, we're gonna have to work roll off.
You sweating it, Nick? You sweating it?
All right.
Here, next, Chris. And Stop. Oh, shit. How are we going to have two roll-offs? Okay. First, the first place. Nick.
Mike says, a fun fact, H.R. Puffin Stuff was Warm Taffy's nickname.
I'm going with Nick first. He got the high roll, 5. I'm going to go with him first. Tell me when to stop, Nick.
Now.
Hey! Oh, Kermit the fucking Frog!
Well, no, Jack, you still have to roll.
Yeah, I'm rolling for you, Jack. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. Oh, I roll. It's Jack, Nick, and then we're going to find out who's third now.
Okay, I'll roll next year. So, and stop. All right. Next time.
Solid. Roll. It's a reputable 3. And stop, please.
Fuck. Oh! Oh, you can have Miss Piggy if you want.
All right. Jack, you get to go first. Who are you going to pick?
I'm taking Kermit the Frog. You can't have the Muppets without Kermit the Frog. Everyone loves Kermit the Frog.
You have your
my grandkids love Kermit the Frog. They have little Kermit the Frog stuff. Animals, because you know why? He's lovable. He's loyal. He's the best. I wish our political leaders were like Kermit the Frog.
Oh. Yeah, really?
Well, they are green with envy.
So I'm going with Kermit the Frog.
Okay. Yeah! Okay, Jay. You can have your little Jay pick.
Yeah, pick the Jay pick.
Mm-hmm, totally.
All right.
We didn't even know who the Muppets were when we started this thing.
Yeah. I know Kermit the Frog.
People should actually listen to this episode. I wouldn't vote for Kermit. Just because Jack picked it, not knowing who any of the Muppets are.
And Kermit had no problem going crossing party lines and going over to Sesame Street. There you go.
He was Jim Henson's creation. All right, Nick, you pick.
Yeah, I already named the two that I liked a lot. And they're polar opposites kind of characters. But I'm going to go with Animal. Just because.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Just because I loved music as a kid. I still love music to this day. I liked that he was crazy, that he was funny, that you never really understood anything he said. It's just, it was great.
He's a Tasmanian devil.
He's basically a Tasmanian devil. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. But I like Animal.
Fun fact, when they were doing the Muppets, the Muppet Show, sometimes they didn't know how to end a sketch. So they basically had like 2 ways of ending a sketch. And forgive me, I've been drinking, so I don't really know what both of them are. But one of them was as they would just...
Well, this is a great story.
Let him finish.
One of the ways that they would end a sketch, they didn't know how to do it. Don't get your COVID on me, man.
I'm sorry. I got the virus.
They would just blow shit up.
Yeah.
That was like a classic, like, we don't know what to do. Okay, let's...
So it's Michael Bay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Michael Bay of Muppet moves. All right, this is tough because there's a lot of great Muppets. I mean, Miss Piggy, very, very pro, just like she was in your face and she was kind of aggressive and sometimes I didn't like her.
Yeah.
I identified more with Fozzie Bear.
That's what I'm saying. I like Fozzie. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Fozzie and I always felt bad with him. I loved Gonzo as a kid as well. But I'm gonna take a page from Jack. Don't give me that. Jack.
What? I didn't say anything.
You're mocking me with your eyes. I can
see. Oh yeah, the Rizzo the Rat. I forgot about him.
Oh yeah, Rizzo the Rat's good too. Oh man, Rizzo's so good. Okay, no, don't distract me.
I don't like it when Jack bends down. You ever know where he's going?
Oh, yeah. I might have to start texting your wife. I'm going with Statler and Waldorf.
That's 2 characters. You only have to pick 1.
You get one.
Choose one.
It's like saying Bert and Ernie. You only get one.
Yeah, you only get one.
I can't choose. They're Lennon and McCartney. They're together.
They wrote
the songs together.
Until they broke up.
Yeah.
You guys are assholes. I can't pick one. All right.
Because one of them just died.
What? No, they didn't die. They were gonna
One did. One died.
All right. Fuck it. I'm not even going to pick one. I'm going to go back to my other, which is Fozzie the Bear. Fucking lovable. Comedic genius.
Is it Fozzie the Bear? Like, Yogi, not Yogi.
That's not even you said earlier when we first started this conversation.
What, me?
Yeah.
Because Smokey is not Smokey the Bear, it's Smokey Bear. Is it Fozzie Bear?
I liked Fozzie.
Yeah, I'm saying, but is it Fozzie the Bear or Fozzie?
It's really hard, but okay. In the Muppet movie, who does Kermit first meet? Fozzie.
Yeah.
So are you gonna pick one or
I think
Fozzie. He picked Fozzie.
Go ahead, Chris.
Cool. All right.
And a puppety corn, a first a puppety corn, the shrimpies, shrimpies, and the shrimpies. What is it?
What is it? The one and only Swedish chef is my pick for the best Muppet. First of all, innovative way of puppeteering, if you will, with real human hands up in front doing all the stuff and having him do this whole thing. He was the best. He was like the Julia Child of the puppet world. He always tried to cook that damn chicken. He was the star of the show for the Christmas special. Watch the Icy Patch. I mean, come on. He was the one and only quintessential Swedish chef. He has his own cereal called Crunchy, C-R-O-O-N-C-H-Y.
Chris,
what other character has their own cereal? The Swedish chef is the best Muppet out there.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch isn't a Muppet, James. Captain Crunch isn't a Muppet.
He's not even a captain.
He's not a captain.
He's a commander because he's only got three stripes on his arm.
Yeah,
you get that right.
Yeah, but he can still marry you on the boat, right?
All right. Now we get to shit on everybody.
Depends if he's in the international season.
Jack, you get to go first. I'm giving you a minute. You start now.
I don't want to shit.
You're already wasted 2-3 seconds.
Wait, what? Is this me?
Yeah.
It's you, Jack. Oh.
Wasted. But Kermit the Frog, fuck the rest.
Okay.
It's because he doesn't know any of the other ones, so he can't criticize them.
Oh, I know him.
Nick, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, like, one, you can't vote Kermit because it's Jack's pick, and Jack doesn't know shit. Period. I don't want to really crap on Fozzie because Fozzie was my other choice that I said. And Chris wouldn't even have remembered the Swedish Chef if I hadn't said it. So,
yeah, Chris.
All right. That's all you need. All right. We don't need to go very, very long on these. I'm just going to give us 30 seconds each then. All right. Look, you know, Jack is, yeah, basically what Nick said.
Fuck, are you going to shit on Kermit the Frog?
Hey, this is my time. I'm going to add 10 seconds. You know what?
I don't want to live in a world where we shit on Kermit.
Okay, so, and then, you know, it's really hard for me to... Oh, he's leaving. Oh, man, I'm really worried now. Look, no. I'm not going to crap on Nick's pick because it's brilliant. Oh, shit, my time's up. Look.
You can't even keep your own time.
I can't because you know what? Look.
We're going to shit on the Girl Scouts of America?
Look, you know, Chris was basically Googling information about the Swedish Chef the entire time.
I'm talking to the people in the chat, you ass.
Wow.
Fozzie Bear, hilarious. I couldn't pick the old guys. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. He inspired me to become a podcaster and a comedian extraordinaire. Go ahead, Chris.
Mike made me hungry, so I'm just gonna have a quick snack.
I hope they're gummies.
So we'll talk about let's talk about these picks you guys all have here. So Jack went with the whole J pick for sure.
Yeah, he plays the banjo.
Like, we're not even gonna talk about it.
Why do we hate the frog?
Because it's the J pick. You don't take a J pick. Nick, I forgot who you have. Animal. Oh, Animal. Animal's pretty rad.
No Kermit.
Yeah, I got nothing against Animal. Animal's pretty cool. However, it just causes mayhem everywhere he goes. But that's the name of the band, Electric Mayhem. I guess that's what he's supposed to do. Exactly. But does he really contribute to the overall story arc?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Fozzie Bear. Fozzie's the character everybody like feels bad for. But really, just still doesn't like because he's just annoying as shit.
What you're saying is he's Eeyore.
Yeah,
he's a producer of this podcast.
Yeah. He's like not even a real character. He's a ripoff of another character. And then the Swedish Shepherd, it's amazing.
Wow, that was
really beautiful.
And said,
that's probably actually Chris's weakest ever.
Well, you know, it's funny that we got to this whole thing because I was just talking about some show on Disney, and we haven't even like had a moment for a commercial break, which seems ridiculous at this point because we're almost an hour into this show. Mm-hmm. So right now we'll just have that commercial break right now. Hard right.
Go Kermit.
I fucking love Kermit. I mean, it's really hard for me to like shit on Kermit.
Kermit's
like,
great.
Like, there's like Kermit.
I like all of them. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like Fozzie Bear is adorable.
Kermit the Frog, Bugs Bunny, Hawkeye from MASH. You know, these were like
late. You playing Super Smash Brothers or what are you doing?
This is what influenced my childhood.
Yeah, it's my like Bugs Bunny though was probably my least favorite of WB.
What?
Yeah. I think it's because I liked all the other ones better. You know, I just liked all the other characters. I like,
I didn't like Pepe Le Pew. It's like, oh my God, it's a cat.
Pepe Le Pew is not okay in today's society.
He didn't take no for an answer.
He is hanging out right now.
He just wanted love. That's all.
But it was a cat.
And squeeze him and call him George.
You know who's hanging out with Pepe Le Pew right now? Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of. I don't like Pepe Le Pew. I never liked that character. But how do you not like Bugs Bunny?
No, I didn't say I didn't like Bugs Bunny. He just was like of all the characters in the WB, he was the one that I was like I liked, but he was not my favorite. Like I'd much rather have Daffy Duck or.
John in the chat says he absolutely hates Tweety Bird.
Huh.
Well, Tweety Bird's kind of a dick.
Tweety Bird's a little pissant, is what Tweety Bird is.
He hides behind the old lady.
Even in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, like he pulled up the detective's fingers and made him fall off the building. He's like, what a dick.
And Miami Mike says, what's up, Nick?
Randy's just over fucking. I'm driving in my car.
So this is we'll have to go into another one and another.
Now see, this is WB. One that I know the people. I know the people.
I know that they're cartoons, but
you were friends with the animators back then.
I like Roadrunner,
Marvin the Martian, Coyote.
Nobody likes the Roadrunner. Everybody likes Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote was a dumbass.
His little slug
look, his little meep, like you wanted him to get caught. And
it's just like Tweety. Like you root for Sylvester, even though you're not going to get it. It's the Sisyphus.
No, because the Roadrunner wasn't bothering anyone. He was just looking for some fun. All right.
Oh wait, what?
Roadrunner.
He's just looking for some fun. I never heard the phrase looking for some fun. Like is he?
You can never slow him down.
Are we giving him like?
Roadrunner never hurt anyone. He's just out there looking for some. He's just out there looking for fun. The theme song for Roadrunner.
Strip club. I've never heard that theme song.
The Roadrunner.
Foghorn Leghorn is going to take the win for my.
I figured Nick would go.
I don't know. What does he say? I don't even know. He never gets to it.
No, because you got the coyote. He had plenty of money for all this shit. Buy yourself some fucking food. Leave the Roadrunner alone.
He knows all on credit.
It's about the sport, the challenge.
Yeah.
Well, he should give it up.
Oh, he painted a tunnel in the wall again. Damn it. He got me again.
He was a real artist. Because he would paint something that was so trompe l'oeil that it would fool the eye.
He knew how to do it in 3D dimensions.
He did.
Plus, there was only one Roadrunner, Extinction. Do we want to get rid of all the Roadrunners in the world?
I would love to see, I would just love to be driving in the Southwest. And see, just a random tunnel.
Just see them filming.
I mean, there are like large rocks just randomly, but they're never like right by the. Well, yeah, somewhere by the road.
But then you have the coyote slammed up against it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
totally. Oh yes,
you see an empty crate in the side of the road. Just says Acme on it.
We didn't mention Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duke. So. Daffy Duke.
So Daffy Duck. That Daffy is a. I don't know if I like Daffy.
Rabbit season.
I don't know if I like him.
I don't think you can say it anymore.
What?
All right, Daffy.
I like Daffy. It just means crazy Jack.
I know, but that's not politically correct.
Is that right?
It's perfectly fine. It's a word.
Yeah, Daffy Duck. Just I don't know. He kind of pissed me off.
He pissed me off too.
You know, like just something about him. Just rubbing it wrong way.
I think that's why in Roger Rabbit, and to pull the conversation back to the prop show that I was talking about, prop culture, they do Who Framed Roger Rabbit as one of the movies. And I love the moment where in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where Daffy Duck and Donald Duck are in a piano, like a piano off. I don't know if that's what you call
piano
it.
Bar.
All right. Yeah. That's a very,
yeah, they're like going against each other. I just absolutely love that.
Was either one wearing pants?
Why do you have to go to the genitalia, Jack? I mean, because
Donald Duck's walking around all the time with no pants.
Neither did Chewie.
Sure. So did Mickey.
You can't have Donald Duck now. Mickey wears pants. Mickey wears pants. What the fuck? Mickey wears pants.
I'm sorry. It's the gin. You know,
because Donald, you couldn't have Donald Duck now not wearing pants. Can't go out there wearing pants.
I mean, the Wookiee didn't
In front of his three nephews? What the fuck's up with that, Donald?
The nephews didn't wear pants either. They were setting an example.
Well, what did they learn from?
I always wondered what happened to their mom.
She left town because no one was wearing pants.
It was duck season.
It was duck season.
I mean, like everybody in the cartoons. He's not
hooking up with Launchpad.
Everyone in the cartoons always was like a nephew or a niece. It was never like.
But look at Popeye. What the fuck? What the fuck did? What was the kid's name? Olive Oil's kid. Buckhead. I don't know.
Chris Doran in the chat also mentions Kermit never wore pants. I don't even remember him wearing clothes.
Sicko Kermit. He never wore clothes. Period.
Sick frog.
I know.
What was Olive Oil's kid name?
Olive Oil's kid's name? We don't know because
Sweet Pea?
Sweet Pea, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know that.
Who was Sweet Pea? Who was the father? We know it wasn't Popeye.
It was Brutus, man. Brutus got it going on.
Bluto or Bruto?
I don't even want to go down that road.
Bluto. Could have been what was the name of the hamburger Bruto's guy?
Sledgehammer, man. He got all the ladies.
Who's that? I'm curious as to who Miami Mike thinks became a cam girl.
I think he's referring to
Daisy Duck.
Huey's mom or whatever.
Daisy Duck was not their mom.
No, Daisy was the girlfriend.
She was just a...
Wimpy! Thank you, Randy. Mistress. Could Wimpy have been the father of Sweet Pea?
No.
No way.
Mm-hmm. I'll gladly play you Tuesday. Wimpy hasn't seen
his dick in like 50 years. Sex
today.
Clearly he's drunk, and he's just hungry for a hamburger.
Well, he has no idea where his penis is.
I don't want to say this, but Olive Oil's always hanging around all the sailors. So
she was a whore.
Yeah. So let's just say it. Let's just say it. Yeah. Let's just go there. Because
I don't approve of this.
So Wimpy, I think Wimpy.
The reason why Popeye was so mad is he was like the cuck in the whole thing.
Exactly. Because you look at his biceps, they're kind of small, but his forearms are pretty big.
Huge.
Well, he invented Viagra because he'd get the spinach. Hold on.
Okay, I'm gonna be real honest with you. When the cartoon came on. And if Popeye was on, I was like,
yeah. Eh.
You didn't like Popeye?
No, I didn't. I was just like,
It was frustrating because why did Popeye always wait to the last? Anytime Brutus or Bluto was around, just fucking pop the spinach in his mouth. Just pop it in your mouth.
You know, I liked Rocky and Bullwinkle over Popeye any day.
I did like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
That was some education. Watch me
pull rubbing in the hat.
I used to love watching the Dick Tracy cartoon. They brought it back. They
because of the movie, like, yeah.
They brought it back because of Warren Beatty's movies. I remember they re-aired the originals, and I used to love watching Dick Tracy. That was the best.
I like Peabody and Sherman.
Peabody and Sherman, and Dudley Do Right.
Dudley Do Right, and Underdog.
Have no fear. Underdog is here.
And what was the moral of Underdog? You got to pop some drugs to get superhuman strength.
Yeah,
right. Because he had his magic ring.
Same thing with the Gummy Bears.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing with Underdog. It's a weird thing with Rocky and Bullwinkle. No, it's a weird thing with the show because it always left you feeling like, did I miss the episode before this? And oh, by the way, I want to see the episode that's next, but you'd never see them. You know, he's like, next time. You know,
we had Tennessee Tuxedo. You guys didn't like Tennessee Tuxedo?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I remember that.
I've never heard
with,
of it. Yeah.
With Chumley.
Yep.
I'm totally looking.
Chumley was a walrus and a Tennessee Tuxedo was a pig.
Yep.
Okay. I never knew
Tennessee
that.
Tuxedo will not fail.
So John says Flintstones and Chris says Animaniacs. So yeah, Flintstones. I love
Flintstones. Oh yeah, you gotta go to the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My favorite scene from the Flintstones is they're in Arizona. They stop by this little, it's like a little tiny stream. They say, it says Grand Canyon. They say, oh, it's nothing now, but it'll be something someday. The Jetsons!
The Animaniacs. Well, I mean, the Jetsons were a spinoff of the Flintstones, were they not?
Right. Yeah, I think so. There was,
George
Jetson.
Chris has been mentioning the Animaniacs. Did you guys ever watch an Animaniacs?
I'm still thinking.
I know the name. Yeah, who didn't have a crush on? I'm sure Matt did. You had a crush on Judy Jetson, didn't you?
She had white hair and she was rocking it. You know it.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ooh, ah, bing,
bing, bang,
bing, bang. Bing, bang.
Okay, so what did you think of the whole Flintstones Jetsons movie crossover?
Terrible. Two separate worlds.
Yeah, could not cross them over. It's like putting Gilligan's Island with like the Beverly Hillbillies. They should never meet.
Yeah, I did like Felix the Cat.
Animaniacs, really quickly though, I don't want to go away from that because that was something that Chris and Janice were commenting on in the chat. Animaniacs is a great cartoon, and I remember. They came out with a Nintendo game alongside the release of the cartoon, and it was awesome. If you're any Animaniacs fans out there, you should read, do a quick YouTube search for a band called Rock Sugar. I think I may have played it for you guys before, or maybe it may have been Medium Junkyard, I'm not sure, but Rock Sugar is a band. What they do is they mash together popular rock songs, Enter Sandman and Journey, like tons of stuff. But the reason why I bring up Rock Sugar is that the lead singer is Jesse. I can't think of his last name. Jesse Hartnett, I think is his name. He's actually the voice of Yakko from Animaniacs, and he's also the voice of a bunch of other cartoon characters as well.
Randy brings up the Great Kazoo from the Flintstones, and that's a lot of people say that's when the Flintstones jumped the shark.
Really? I don't feel like they jumped the shark.
I'm telling you, that's what people said.
I don't want to walk over what Chris just said just because Jack doesn't know who the fuck Animaniacs are.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I brought up Animaniacs and shared the screen just so that I could remind Jack who the Animaniacs were. When the Animaniacs hit the scene, I remember this in the 90s, I was just like, yes, this is amazing.
I had my own kids in the 90s, so I wasn't probably
right. I know you were like strung out on cocaine or drugs, but I was just like a kid at that point wanting more great Warner Brothers cartoons, and Animaniacs was it, and it was the shit. And they had some really funny stuff on there. So
what about George of the Jungle?
George
of the Jungle, strong as he can be. Oh, watch out for that tree.
John mentions Hong Kong Phooey, Grape Ape.
I love Hong Kong Phooey.
And
Adamant.
the Hanna-Barbera cartoons that I really enjoyed in the 80s was the when they had the like Olympics, you know, like basically like the big, what was it called? They had a big like contest.
Right? Yeah, always, yeah, I remember that.
Like, yeah, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, it brought in all of them. You know, you had, you know,
John mentions Otto Mann. It was he was saying, "Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do?" Right? I can't. I don't drink, don't smoke.
I think that was,
put him up.
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then
I used to like Speedy Gonzales.
Now we're getting back to Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers was Speedy Gonzales.
And then we made the transition to all like the
Laugh
Asian
Olympics. Sorry. Laugh Olympics.
The Asian cartoons that used to come into play. So you look at like, you know, obviously you look at Transformers, look at G.I. Joe, which was ironically
Speed Racer. Wouldn't Speed Racer?
But one of my favorites, and I know we've talked about this before on the show from like a toy perspective.
Super Friends.
But Mask.
Yeah. No one knows Mask unless you're a certain age. That's it.
Oh my God. I loved Mask. I mean, it was only on for a year.
You just lost Jack.
Jim Carrey, right?
No. No, but it's like it's that whole late 80s period where you have like, you know, the one season of Thundercats, the one season of Mask, you know, like there's only a few and like you had to be a kid.
What the fuck is a Samoflange?
Mask had that song Suicide is Painless, right? The theme song?
Yeah. But I mean, Mask was created strictly for toys, for marketing.
What about Fat Albert?
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm going to put something in your drink.
In the vein of Thundercats, do you guys remember Silverhawks?
Mm-hmm. Silverhawks!
That was cool because the one guy played like a guitar and
yeah, the cowboy!
Yeah!
Hell yes! Dude, Silverhawk was great!
Yes.
I know it's not a cartoon. I know it's not a cartoon, but what about Land of the Lost?
Nope.
No? No?
Dig yourself there a little bit, Jack.
We're into
Land of the Lost.
Chris and I started this podcast like hating on each other. We were fighting.
I
called him Russ, but Silverhawks. I'm with you, brother. Like that was cool. It took place in space, and then like they had metal. Yeah, I was just
they're
like,
all, yeah, they're all that was they're all chromed out. It was just sick.
Yes, it was.
I'm
totally gonna pull.
We're going down a rabbit hole here.
The Pink Panther. Come on.
I just love how like we're totally right into the late 80s. And then Jack's like, hey, let's go.
Because they're great cartoons. Come on, the Pink Panther. You're talking about Silverhawks when we don't talk about the Pink Panther.
Okay. I just want to remind you guys about that episode in which we went down a huge IMDb rabbit hole. Like we spent like half the episode, like just like, oh, was this person on this? Was this person on this?
I remember that. Yeah, that's a while back.
That's how this feels.
Do you guys remember the cartoon Centurions?
Yes.
Let's see it.
So it's another one of those cartoons, Nick, that was purely made to sell toys. But if you did a quick search, you can tell, like, even like the animation from like their powering up is like, hey, buy all these accessories because you can attach them all to your guys. But I used to play Centurions all the time. There's one called like Sky Riders, I think it was called, where like you buy the toys and you hook up the strings in the corners of your room and they like glide down like on a zip line type of thing.
Yeah.
All these shows, so these one season shows are out there purely to sell toys. And
bastards.
I bought my
I've got two huge gym bags. It's still in my closet when I was a kid. And every then they're just full of the toys. Because like I would go to my grandmother's house, you know, and I carry these two huge gym bags just full of toys when I go to my grandmother's. And every now and then I'll open them back up, and like I do have like three Mask toys still in there. I have like the purple bike with the sidecar would launch off and you go like underwater in the cartoon. Then you have like the Formula One car, I think is what it was orange, and then it would shoot out and you'd have plane, it would be a plane, and it was, you had a lot of cool stuff back then. He-Man, of course. Yeah.
He-Man. Oh my God.
I thought that was me for a second.
That was younger days. The most homoerotic cartoon ever made.
Oh, yeah. My name is Adam.
It's funny. Actually, a friend of mine actually has a. I'm gonna see if I can pull up on Instagram. I'll give his little Instagram page a plug. But he started like a I think it's like a gay He-Man group, and it's actually really really funny. I gotta find it. Castle Gay Skull. So if you're on Instagram, check out Castle Gay Skull. It's actually one of a former employee of mine who has a lot of he reposts a lot of stuff. He also has some of his own content that he puts on there too. Very entertaining.
He-Man was one of those like things that when it came out, I loved the cartoon. Like, I mean, I would watch that shit like clockwork. Mm-hmm. Like clockwork. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to own any of the toys. I remember going to friends' houses and be like, cool, I'll play with your He-Man toys. But there's something weird about them. Like, they're all big and bulky. They don't fit with my Star Wars guys. Like
narrow waists and big torsos.
And I remember a neighbor kid friend.
That, and I really like that body on him.
But, he would play with the He-Man and the Star Wars. And I was just like, you can't fucking do that. That was the first time that I was like, no. Those things can't go together, dude. Don't play.
They can't. Why? Why can't we all get along?
Well, the Kenner Star Wars ones lasted forever because they're basically just a solid piece of plastic. Whereas in like the G.I. Joes had that stupid hook and the rubber band in the center, it would dry out and it would snap in half, and you're like, what the fuck?
I just read what Miami Mike said.
Miami Mike mentions that Nick mentions to women about his bag of toys, and they get all excited not knowing what toys he really needs.
it's a 50-50 chance in that situation. Some women like it, some women don't. Either way, you're going to have some fun.
You might be fun by yourself, but it's looking good. <It's true. laughs>
Yeah, I can't wait to go out with you again, Nick.
I had a different take on the He-Man toys. I had a ton of He-Man toys. I had Castle Grayskull, and I had the thing you actually talk into, like the snake head, and it echoes your voice, because all it was this hollow plastic tube that had a spring inside of it that just made your voice echo.
I had a Slinky, okay?
It was a Slinky inside of this thing. That's what it was. I had all the characters, like Man-at-Arms was rad. I had this one version of Man-at-Arms that had like this, his chest, if you hit him like with a sword, like his the thing would spin.
Oh, yeah,
you could get progressively more damaged, which is actually really, really cool.
Yeah, yeah,
I had that one too. Yeah,
yeah, like, so I thought the toys were really, really cool. And like, except there's one that I got where they introduced the idea of green slime to the toy line.
Yeah.
So there's like this chamber you go and like Skeletor drops green slime on He-Man and you think it's this is really cool, blah, 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 I'm gonna drop green slime. And then there's green slime all up in that motherfucker and you cannot get it out of all the crevices of the
top.
I remember they did it.
It was like a thing, like from like late 80s to early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Green slime.
I remember doing it for Ninja Turtles. I remember doing it for He-Man.
Yeah.
I never opened mine because like, I had the little green bucket for Ninja Turtles. I never opened it.
It's still in your bag?
I definitely remember for Ninja. I wonder if I was using my He-Man in the Ninja Turtles set.
Maybe. It's not green slime, dude.
Yeah, it was a green. I forget which set it was for, but there was one for Ninja Turtles. It was a green bucket and it had a little plastic cover on it. And
you I think you fucked up, Chris.
Yeah. No, there was. The slime pit custom for the Horde Zombie He-Man classic figure. It's a thing.
Horde Zombie. Okay.
It might light up under a UV light, like if you are kind of trying to check for something.
Yeah, so. don't get the UV near my bag.
Here it is right here.
I remember as a kid watching this show on in the mornings and like not remembering what it was like it's like one of those like memories as a child, like, and I have never figured out what that show was.
Was it that religious one?
Yeah, the religious
one.
Oh,
okay.
You know they had that what was the name of that show? Is
Gem and the Holograms?
There was the He-Man slime.
She-Ra.
Some of the old people helped me out in the chat. What was it?
Rainbow Bright.
What's My the Little name Pony? Of that show? No, it wasn't. No.
Gummy Cares?
No. It was like Davy. Yeah, Davy.
Davy Crockett.
Oh,
Davy and Goliath. Yeah, thank you, Randy.
Turbo Team.
No, David and Davy and Goliath.
Oh wow! But I never saw that set. It's pretty cool, Chris.
What about Gumby?
It's Gumby, not Gum.
I swore Gumby all the time, man.
He once was a little green slab of clay. Gumby. And Pokey, what a dick. Anyway.
Yeah, Pokey was always fucking shit up. So, yeah.
And the Blockheads.
We haven't mentioned a show that Jay would have mentioned probably like 20 minutes
ago. Ghostbusters
Animated. Exactly.
Like clockwork.
The Ghostbusters cartoon. was amazing. I have to admit, I loved watching that.
Well, I'm always amazed that Jay likes our era of cartoons because, you know, he's 4 or 5 years younger than me. And so when I go into his man cave and he's got all the toys that we had as kids, I'm like, you weren't even old enough to remember these toys, you know?
But he's an old soul.
Yeah, but it's just, but it's weird because, like, you know, I mean, the Transformers cartoons came out in 84. And so it's like, you weren't even alive in 84, Jay. Like, why do you have Transformer toys?
Well, he wasn't alive when Ghostbusters came out.
Not the original movie, but for the cartoon he was.
No, but the movie he was.
Yeah.
Remember the shitty Ghostbusters cartoon?
Yeah, there was a shitty one.
But you know, the thing is, though, that shitty version of the Ghostbusters, there was a previous version of Ghostbusters. And that's what it's based on. So technically, Ghostbusters...
Casper the Friendly Ghost?
No. Like, there was a Ghostbusters before the original Ghostbusters that we think of as being the Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
Like, there was another Ghostbusters.
And it, cartoon or a show?
I think it was a show.
Before the movie?
Mm-hmm. Before the movie. It was a different Ghostbusters. And I'm going to look it up here and see if I can find it here to share with you so you can kind of see the, of course, it, all that I get is the actual other Ghostbusters, which is really frustrating. But maybe if I type in the other Ghostbusters, it'll come up. So,
who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. Here we go. This gets close to it. So...
It looks like Nick and me and Matt and Chris. Are you sure that's a...
No. Here we go. So this is the Filmation.
Oh, I remember this. I remember this show.
And that was based on another Ghostbusters.
I remember that. I remember the car.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that was, about this. That was the other Ghostbusters. So.
No, I do remember that.
Yeah. So, and apparently it was out like in the 70s or something like that. So that's why.
So Will says in the chat, he actually mentions, I think we've talked about this before on the show in the past, but the Toys That Made Us on Netflix, it is a great show. 2 seasons already, and they're making a third. I agree with you wholeheartedly. The Toys That Made Us is an unbelievably cool documentary series. I guess you call them documentary series.
Is it Toys From my era, or is it Matt's, or is it just Toys From
the 70s? 70s, I'm sure
they 80s. Had lead-based toys in there for you, Jay.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right.
Yeah, they did. They covered Star Trek.
They have a rock.
The pet rock was huge. I wish I would have invented the pet rock.
They do GI
Joe. Teach it how to roll over.
That show is awesome, and thank you for Will for mentioning that, because we're really diving down that rabbit hole, and like the Barbie episode.
Wait, Nick doesn't like Bugs Bunny.
I liked it when he dressed up like Girl Bunny.
So, opera. You mentioned the Barbie episode. The Barbie episode is actually very interesting.
It is. It's really good to learn about the origins of Barbie and how, like, she basically, like, got her start as, like, a sex thing?
Mm-hmm. Like a pinup girl, almost.
That's the origins of Barbie. Like, it was a sex doll that was brought over from Europe, if I remember correctly. Yeah. You got to watch that episode because it explains the origins better than what I could, especially because I'm a Gen In and I don't want to mess this up for anybody out there. But yes, there was like some type of a doll that, like, basically in the 60s, I want to say that you could, like, buy if you wanted to. I don't want to mess this up, but the origins of it, though, relate to, you know, basically the oldest profession. So,
so Barbie was a prostitute.
Not Barbie, but
she was a working girl. Jack.
She was a working girl. Okay. So, but it goes through like some interesting, like, you know,
she hung around Robert Kraft.
It goes through all. No. She didn't work at a massage parlor, but it goes through all of the kind of like aspects of Barbie, like through the ages. And one interesting thing about Barbie, though, is that, you know, she's never had like posable or movable joints, you know, and it's the one. Move. Yeah. We get
is there is there a baby Barbie? I mean, is it did Ken and Barbie ever have a baby?
Well, no,
because Ken, like, Ken's smooth down there. He doesn't have any parts. He can't.
I get that, but
that's why they came up with Kipper. Is it Kipper or Skipper?
Skipper.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They had Skipper and they had some other younger sisters of Barbie.
But there was no baby Barbie. There was no
there was no baby Barbie.
Barbie and Ken.
What I was gonna say though is that for my daughter, who was always frustrated by Barbie because her arms would never move and she just wanted a posable Barbie. Mm. The only Barbie that my daughter has ever wanted and still plays with to this day because she has movable arms. And the newer Barbies, like there's been some newer Barbies that have hit the market that are actually like, they're called like Action Barbie or something like that.
Do they have the Kung Fu grip?
No grips, Nick. So you're going to have to wait.
There goes Robert Kraft's dream.
I think Robert Kraft's dreams have already been met. Except for losing Brady. That dream has sailed. Sail on, sailor.
Tampa Bay.
They're blaming McMichael. They said Brady didn't get along with what's his name? What's the offensive coordinator's name? McDaniels.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't he get along with McDaniels?
Because McDaniels a dick.
Power struggle.
Yeah, power struggle. Everybody.
He's a junior Belichick without the chops.
Mm. I still remember when he went to Denver. And even. He like started off strong, and then they finished.
Those are great times to be. Those were great times to be a Charger fan because you know, well, McDaniel sucked.
But yeah, so anyways, that show we're talking about. So I posted a link for you guys here. It, actually, the doll is Build Lily. Is actually the name of the German doll, but it was definitely much more of like a sex symbol from a cartoon. And it was definitely an inappropriate doll for kids. That's for sure.
That was way back in the 40s, 50s, right?
Maybe it was, but there was like a doll that people would buy.
Yeah. I mean, German dungeon porn is still a thing. So yeah,
they would buy the doll to let people know that, I don't know. It's weird. Watch the show.
But that show is awesome. You should check it out because they cover Barbie. They've covered Transformers, which is an incredible episode. They covered Star Wars, which was amazing. To see what a shit show it was to create toys for Star Wars and how everything in that industry was recycled.
I had some Apollo toys.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool. The one thing that I will say about the Star Wars, not to get too Owen and Bruce here.
Put people to sleep.
By the way, Nick and I recorded a really great episode of Owen and Bruce with Jay and Colleen. I don't know if Jay's or Jack's heard about those two podcasters, but it was really funny, really great.
You lost me, Jay and Colleen. I stopped listening.
Heard a lot about like the end of Clone Wars, but we cover a lot about just Star Wars in general. Definitely worth it. What I was going to say though is probably inconsequential at this point, so I'll just let.
Come on.
Thank you, Will, for giving us the heads up on that. It was a good.
The Star Wars episode touches on what Kenner would have done with the series after Star Wars ended, and they show some really cool prototypes of like what they had in mind about post Return of the Jedi. Hmm. There's some really cool like toys that like a AT-AT with a gun turret on the back of it, and Tarkin would have came back as a villain. Like they had some stuff in mind because they saw the writing on the wall.
So. Well, it does make you curious. If two things hadn't happened with Lucas, you know, like if he hadn't gotten a divorce and he hadn't been kicked out of the directors and screenwriters guilds, you know, because that's basically what made him go, okay, we're stopping at three movies.
And just why do you get kicked out?
Because he put, you know, how like Star Wars is the only film to start off with just a long time ago in a galaxy far away. There's no credits. At that point, it was basically by law, by the guilds, that you had to put the lead actors' names first, you know, producers' names, all the directors' names, all that first before the film started. But Lucas wanted it to be like that. He wanted it to be like, you know, a long time ago for start the movie. And basically, he was told that he had to do that, and he refused, so he got kicked out of the guild for that.
I understand that's probably in the actors' book, but I like it that way.
Yeah.
It's an artistic choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I understand that the actors have, you know, they probably fought for it and have the, but to me, fuck that shit. You
know. I know, and again, not to get too Owen and Bruce here, but basically it's just Jack here that doesn't understand anything that I'm going to say next. But
that's the whole podcast.
You know how, like on Rebels, Chris and Nick, you've mentioned how it starts off like the entire Rebels series, you know, and I'm not spoiling anything for anybody that watches this, but basically the first two, I'll just mute Jack because he doesn't really give a shit. The first two episodes start off, and you mentioned this before, that he's basically Aladdin.
Yeah. Aladdin. He's basically Aladdin.
So my kids were watching Aladdin when I came home from work today. And
my daughter's watching Aladdin too.
The live version?
No shit, today. Oh no, the cartoon.
Okay. They were watching the live version, which my son had never seen the live, like either version. My daughter had seen the cartoon. But they're watching the live version. And so they finish it, and I asked them, "Hey, did Aladdin remind you of anybody from Star Wars?" Just that was my simple question. Mm-hmm. My son's answer. Yeah, he reminded me of Han Solo in the Solo movie. And I was like, huh. And he was like, yeah, because, you know, he had to steal for everything to get by in life. Hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I wouldn't have put that together. But I thought that was an interesting connection that he made. So maybe Chris and Nick and our listeners really don't give a shit about what I just said, but there you go.
No, that's interesting. Interesting. Kids say the darndest things.
They do. They bring. Okay, Jack, you can join us now. You're...
No. Go on without me.
What a dick.
I just thought the other guys wouldn't be interested about, like, you know, because we've talked about this.
Hey, I'm not questioning anybody, but I wasn't the only one falling asleep. But go ahead.
Josh McDaniels.
Did I bring you back? No.
Dean Spanos.
Fuck Dean Spanos.
Yeah, there he is. He's back. Okay, cool. We got him.
I finally started watching the final season of Ballers, and he's buying the Kansas City Chiefs. I was like, why'd you buy the fucking Chargers?
Is that on?
Dick it. I'm about like a year behind, but he's trying to buy the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm like going, dickhead, buy the fucking Chargers. Move back to San Diego. Anyway, fuck off. But go ahead.
Who buys the Chiefs? I mean, I know they did good this year, but really.
Well, they said that the Hunt family wanted to sell because of the Tyreek Hill incident, that they were tired of it.
Oh, and now he leaves.
The Chefs. Great googly moogly. It's one of the best commercials ever. Snickers. You remember that?
Yep.
If you had a rough day, like the guy who's painting the end zone. Hey,
painted Chefs.
Painted Chefs. Great googly moogly. And you Snickers.
Snickers satisfies me.
Do you guys see the they brought back the What's Up commercial?
I heard about it.
I did not. You
know, 21 years later, because it makes sense. Because, you know,
holy shit, it's 21 years ago.
99.
Is it the same guys?
Same guys. Yeah, but like, you know how it was, basically they were all in their homes though, just on the phone going, you know, this one's the same thing, except, you know, now they're like, hey man, what are you doing? He's
quarantined.
Like, quarantined, just hanging out. You know, what are you doing? He's like, oh, nothing much. And then all of a sudden, like, somebody walks in the room, you know, and he goes, what's up? You know, and then the person in it meets and makes him think about it. And he goes, hey, what's up?
And then they all start doing it, you know. And then that's when Super Bowl commercials were great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. The other one was with the Corona commercial with the two frogs.
That was Budweiser.
That was Budweiser. Did the frog?
Was it?
Bud.
Oh yeah, right. The palm trees. I'm thinking of the palm trees.
And they did the lizards ones too.
Yeah.
Did Matt? What happened to Matt?
He got pissed at Jack and just said, "I think we chase him." You may forget he's been drinking. He probably had to go pee.
That's true. He might have gone pissed.
What's on his? Does he have a bum? Is he making a bum back there?
There he is. Yeah. Well, he's in his basement.
Yeah, that's true. No, he should have taken the bomb with him, so we could see
it. He's back.
He's back.
No, he's back. Be very, very quiet.
Very, very, very quiet. Bomb making season.
the hell were you guys talking about?
I'm in my basement making a bomb.
Goes a big boom.
Yeah. Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit.
Fine. You guys make fun of me. That's fine.
No,
that's
we're not making fun of you. If you look at, if you look on your couch, there's a looks like a bomb that you're making.
Just
cat. So Esoteric Candy says in the chat, Budweiser nostalgia? People really have been quarantined for way too long.
I like a good Bud Heavy every now and then. You won't get me to drink a Bud Light, but I would drink a Bud Heavy.
I'm with you. Bud Heavy's all the way.
I'm not a Bud man.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's been good about area.
The first thing. Yeah, it looks like a bomb.
Oh, he's got some kind of action figure there.
So he's got yes.
It's a weird.
That's how you lure him in.
Put a weird action figure butt plug or something.
I just watched the movie Richard Jewell, which he's the wrongfully accused of being the Atlantic bomber. And
Chris Dorn, you can take your Bud Ice and shove it. That's fucking gross.
I don't think I ever drank a Bud Ice.
It's people in the South here love. Was it Bud Light? They love Bud Light. It's like a southern beer.
Well, it's because it's the only thing. It's the only thing you have. I mean, I remember.
We used to buy beer for the hockey players during the playoffs, and I said, "Fuck this Bud Light shit." So I bought other beer. Where's the Bud Light? I go, really?
The first beer I ever had in my life, aside from something made by Anheuser-Busch, Coors, or Miller, was Fat Tire, and that was like around 2000 or 2001.
Oh, Fat Tire's great.
Yeah. And that was like, I was like, oh my God, there's other beer, you know?
Yeah.
But you couldn't get stuff like that.
They're like the Sam Adams of the West.
Exactly. Yeah. And I remember in 2006 when Tennessee finally let Yingling come down, which is from Pennsylvania. Like, you know, like we only had access to those kind of beers. I mean, hell, the whole plot of Smokey and the Bandit is that you can't get Coors in the South. So all you ever had was Anheuser-Busch.
Well, you're lucky.
Well, New England's got a very interesting New England's got a very interesting beer scene up here. You know, over the last 25 years or so, it's like the microbreweries have exploded.
Oh yeah,
And that's thanks in part to Sam Adams. You know, Sam Adams was they really kind of opened up the whole market for a lot of people to grow their business.
He's been dead for a while. I don't think we should be giving him credit, right?
So Sam Adams Brewery opened up a lot
of cousin John.
It's getting to the point you're right.
Sam Adams Brewery has opened up a lot of business for the small time brewers around here. And I was actually going to bring this up earlier. Like, there's a number of breweries. You guys heard me talking about going to Portland, Maine. There's a ton of beer up in Portland, Maine. Massachusetts has, I think, up to like two or three dozen breweries now, which is amazing. There's actually a place in. Yes, Dr. Robert, it is with soda stream water. There's a brewery here in Norwood, Mass, called or Canton, Mass, called Trillium. Fantastic beer, but they don't sell it in stores. You can only buy it at the brewery. But they actually just started because of the quarantines, and they're now actually doing what they call Trillivery. It's like their Trillium delivery, and they set up different sections of the state have different days for delivery, which is actually kind of cool. So people who can't go to the brewery to get their beers, they're actually bringing them out to your house now, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think, you know, I know at least that's what I've been hearing about, because the microbrews are such, in the last 10 years or more, have been blowing up all over the country. And I know that all the major ones are kind of feeling threatened, but you're almost saturating the market in a lot of ways because – oh, I see Matt now, what you're doing. The gin has hit him. Like, you know, just in Fort Collins, the city alone, not the county, just the city, we have like 33 or 34 breweries just in this little town, you know. And so you kind of go, well, I like this one, and that's about it. And eat your pita chips.
Did he just unmute himself for a oop? And mute himself again? Sounds like a fucking walrus busting a nut.
Oh, I got my pita chip. Oh, I ate the pita chip. I drink gin.
I drink gin and make bombs. So
with butt plugs. They have
Anyway.
I'm not talking, Matt. Don't look at me.
I was trying to eat some food because I left to go to the bathroom. And I realized,
who called it?
Did you call it?
It wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Yeah. I see. Yeah, yesterday he's been drinking. He had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. So I went to the bathroom and I realized, oh shit, I'm kind of drunk.
No.
I shouldn't be podcasting. Like,
well, people say that to you sober when you're sober.
I know. They do. They were like, why do you podcast? And I'm like, I don't know. They keep inviting me back.
Because I pressed the button.
I'm the only one that starts the show. So I guess
I'm a Desmond of this podcast.
There was two or three qualifications when I became a podcaster. They were like, can you push the button? Do you know who the fuck Donovan is? And I can't remember what the third one was, but it was really good.
Can you get high on cold medicine and not and fuck up a whole podcast?
I'm gonna take the whole computer with me. So
can't wait for that.
Stop coughing and getting the COVID on me.
I'm sorry. It's over here because they lifted the stay at home on May 8th. So everyone here in North Carolina thinks, well, everything's cured. Everything's good. We're at Target. I'd say at least 50% of the people did not have masks and nobody was.
Tax rate's going to go up soon.
And everybody was on top. It's like, okay, hey, you're at least be a foot away from me.
Yeah. You know, it's weird though. Like, cause we had two conflicting reports the other day, maybe 3 or 4 days ago, whereas World Health Organization said that it's not really relevant if people wear masks or not, if they're young and healthy, it's okay. And then CDC was like, everyone should now start wearing masks. And you're like, well, who do I believe? I don't know.
Because they're all just going with envy, you know, whatever makes them happy.
Okay. Here's the thing though. If somebody has it and you have a mask on, you're less likely to catch it. Yeah. If you have it and you have a mask on, you're less likely to spread it.
Exactly.
Which I'm trying to do.
So in general, I think it's still good, proper etiquette to wear the mask. I enjoy the fact that when I go into Costco, everybody's wearing masks and I feel somewhat secure in the fact that I'm protected.
Esoteric Candy brings up the strongest point of all this. And this is the thing that so many fucking people you see in the news who are doing anti-stay-at-home protests and all this bullshit that just don't fucking get. I don't understand why. But is that you can be a carrier,
yeah,
be asymptomatic, and literally fucking kill thousands of people from walking through a Walmart.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You're a young person. You think you're healthy. You're okay. You cough onto something, or you don't even cough. Like it just somehow like some spittle comes out, you sneeze or whatever. It's on your cart. The next person that touches it gets it because, by the way, it stays on plastic a lot longer and also metal. The next person comes in, they're not wearing a mask because, oh, hey, by the way, the CDC, the World Health Organization, or by the way, the coronavirus team has been disbanded. We all think it's all over. The next person comes in, uses the cart, and there are an 80-year-old.
And they tell two friends. And they tell two friends.
Or they're buying groceries for their 80-year-old mother-in-law or grandmother, you know, or whatever. And they take it home.
What about grandpa? Can't buy groceries for grandpa?
Okay, grandpa too. Because, by the way, men are more likely to die. Men, if you have diabetes, heart conditions, and what's the other factor that I'm forgetting about? Oh, yeah, over 65. So...
Well, I wanted to talk about this. I, being from San Diego, I didn't actually live in San Diego before I moved out here. I lived in San Diego County, I lived in Santee, which if you think of Santee for a second, twice in the last week, you had a guy wearing a Klansman hood.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And another guy was wearing a mask that had the swastika.
Oh,
I said, come on, people.
Like, honest to God, like
that's where I came from before.
That's how I'm gonna go. Like that's how I'm gonna go. Like, I'm gonna see one of these asshats somewhere, and I will not be able to hold back.
I will say this. I mentioned it on the political overflow page or whatever. My grandfather fought in World War II. My great uncle was a prisoner of war for the Germans. Both fought for this country in World War II against Nazis. These people wearing Nazi symbols and swastikas and sporting it like it's like some kind of cool white fascist bullshit kind of thing. Fuck you. Fuck what you stand for. Get the fuck away from me.
I think the guy that wore the swastika, I think he got arrested.
It just pisses me off because it's like you don't understand what an entire generation fought and stood for. And here we are back fighting these same fucking assholes. And they think that it's okay. Or it's you know, I
have a strong suspicion that I don't think anybody who supports that way of life is a subscriber.
Probably.
And if you are, fuck off, delete us.
I just get with the program. So it's just not cool. So watch.
I agree.
Watch Band of Brothers on this as one. Randy just did. I believe it was Randy that had mentioned that he just finished Band of Brothers last week.
Oh, he just finished it for the first time?
Yes, he had mentioned that when you weren't here. So,
Where was I?
You were busy doing your Survivor thing.
Oh, last week. I'm like, where did I go today? I'm like,
you said Survivor is more important than World War II, and that's why we're in the boat that we're in right now.
Well, I got to do what I got to do.
Anyway, Randy says Bob was great and humbling first time. So yes,
because the nickname for Santee is Clanty.
Oh,
so but anyway, I don't remember being around people like that when I lived out there. But
by the way, if you are looking at the statistics online for all of the different states in the union, and you're like, oh well, these states aren't doing that bad. You know why? It's because they're spread out and they're living in small cities. When you look at someplace like Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, New Hampshire, think about the terrain. Even Kentucky, like Kentucky versus Indiana. I know there's some Kentuckians out there that might be thinking, "Oh, it's not so bad. Why is Indiana's numbers so high, so much higher than Kentucky?" It's because we live closer fucking together up here. So we don't have hills and mountains to separate us, and we're not like divided into small cities.
So new news here. So the guy who wore the Ku Klux Klan hood in San Diego store this month will not be charged with anything.
What would he be charged with?
Being a crime. Dick.
I mean, he wasn't a dick.
Well, the store asked him to remove it, and he removed it as he got in line.
And he looks like a fucking piece of shit, too.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, your camouflage shirt doesn't hide the fact that you're fucking 400 pounds.
why is Nick telling me to shut up?
That was a while ago.
All right. Fair enough.
I haven't been on the private chat in a while. Let's see.
Well,
grandma just loaded. Okay, shut up, Matt.
Fair enough.
Because he was saying that, you know, like, I'm over here buying groceries for my grandma, and the next thing I'm getting her sick. Like, grandma's loaded. Shut up, man.
Because she was loaded, okay? Loaded. Oh, anyway. But I've been in that Bonds. I've never seen anybody wearing something like that in there. It's just crazy. I mean, I was like going right when I saw it. I go, because a couple of people, didn't you used to live there? I go, yes, I did.
I saw a kid the other day at a local pizza shop. I was going to grab some dinner, and he was sitting there with, like, you know, one of those kids who wears like a black denim jacket, all these fucking douchey patches sewn onto them, you know. And he was this nerdy looking white kid, with a number of patches, and he had a fucking Confederate flag, like, on his chest. And I was trying to, like, in my head, just justify, like, how and why. Like, this is like some nerdy little shit who lives in suburban Boston. putting a Confederate flag on his chest. So I kind of immediately ruled out the old, you know, the good old boy, like the people who love the heritage of the South, so forth and so on, the non-racist section of that subgroup of people. And like, well, that doesn't make sense because he's living here and he's definitely not from the South. I heard him talking and he's a local guy. And I got to thinking, I'm like, well, why would you then put a Confederate flag on your jacket if you're not from there? You don't grew up in that heritage. This kid's like 18 years old. Like, and I came to the realization that he put that flag on his jacket just to be a shit.
Yeah.
And I wanted to fucking punch him. I had to like stop. I almost said something that, and then like, you know, my reality sets in my head and I'm like, you can't, if you say something, that's literally what he wants you to do. But I fucking wanted to punch him so hard. Like, and he was just being a little douchebag in the corner of the place too, not wearing a mask in the corner of the pizza shop, hanging out with his friends.
They're allowed to sit there now?
No, I think you're waiting for takeout.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's all takeout, but he was sitting down at a table, which you shouldn't have done anyways. Like you should wait outside or fuck off somewhere else. Like, but again, it's that same fucking stupid ass mentality of like, I guarantee they probably, he and his friends probably sat at that table just so someone could fucking question them.
When I was when I was in seventh grade, Woodshop, that was junior high back then. It wasn't, I think middle school now is what is middle school now?
Sixth through eight. Sometimes it's fifth through eight.
When I was junior high, it was 7, 8, 9. Then you went to high school. There was an older kid that used to come in because he had this huge box he was building. He was a ninth grader and he was building this box. And we found out talking to him that he was a,
what was the box for?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. He was a Nazi sympathizer. He was a Nazi youth guy. He believed in Nazi rights and all this different stuff. So we started giving him crap. They was building the box. It was a big coffin for Hitler. And we used to rag on this guy all the fucking time. But
did you sing that 80s song? I'm living in a box. I'm living in a cardboard box.
Yeah. No, but right. he would get so pissed at us, and we would just every day. I looked forward going in there every day just to give him a hard time.
You know,
because he was. I go. Come on, dude. Really? Who? I was in seventh grade. I was 13.
Yeah. I often give kids the benefit of the doubt just from being ignorant or doing stuff like Chris is saying, like, just to be a stupid kid trying to look cool, even though you're being a fucking idiot. Because I remember I knew nothing about World War II, you know, when I was a kid. And the only thing I knew about World War II is like watching things like Kelly's Heroes, which really don't depict Germans as bad people. They're just the enemy, you know? And I remember drawing an SS on the chalkboard, like before class started, you know, like I didn't know what SS was. I just saw it on the collar. I was like, that looks like a cool symbol. Cause you remember those weird S's we used to draw when we were kids? Oh, guys? Yeah. Like, you know, like that's part of that too. Like, you know, you do that. And I probably was drawing that actually, you know, and just didn't finish it or something. And I remember the teacher coming in going like, Nick, you need to erase that SS. And I was like, okay. Like, I didn't think anything about it. You know, like, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
You know, and I learned later in life what it was, but yeah. You know, it's still one of those memories that haunted me.
Oh, yeah, those like, are awesome.
Yeah. Like that. But I remember thinking now, like, God, like if I would have been in today's world, I probably would have been suspended or even worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And like, I had no idea what it meant. So like, sometimes when I see like a, you know, a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old kid doing something stupid, I kind of go, oh, they'll learn. Or someone will, like Chris, like a grown man will come and punch him in the face.
I wanted to so badly.
I mean, Mike says when Jack was in seventh grade, they built boxes for the Civil War.
The difference, though, Nick, with this kid, my particular story is that he was of the old enough age to know.
Mm.
And he was of the old enough age and young enough age to not have any fucking part of the heritage of the South.
Right.
Was his dad or mom from the South?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to throw it. I'm not saying I'm not justifying. I'm just trying to say why would he do why other than being a dick?
No, that's my point.
Here's the thing. Who cares? Who cares about the South? Except for Nick.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the Civil War.
And a third of our country. But, you know.
Yeah. Probably a third of our listeners.
Okay, yeah. I care about the South.
No, I'm talking about the South in regards to the Civil War. Not the South as far as, like, an entire clan of people.
If we want to bag on Florida, that's okay. I don't think anyone has a problem with that.
Yeah, yeah, Florida kind of sucks.
Florida's not really the South. Culturally.
Florida is God's waiting room. Let's just face it.
It's America's penis.
I actually had something.
Put a patch on it.
Yeah. I actually had something shipping to, like, Winter Gardens, Florida today. And I was like, huh.
I used to live on Winter Gardens.
No, this was a city.
My mailbox, et cetera, was on Winter Gardens Boulevard.
But this was a city in Florida.
I get it, but it's, you bring that up, and I'm just have to say it. But go ahead.
Randy in the chat says he caught it. I don't know what he means by it, but thanks.
Something hopefully funny you get a cream or something, Ben.
Yeah. see a doctor as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything.
If it lasts for 4 hours or longer,
don't scratch it.
Refer to the jerk.
And I know what you mean though, Chris, about seeing some symbols though, because like growing up, I never thought anything about the Confederate flag in the South because you saw them all the time. But sure. Like here the other day, I was getting lunch in the truck, and some redneck in a truck had a big one flying off the back of his truck, and I remember just stopping and going like,
"What does it mean? What does it mean for you? Does this mean that you are?"
Yeah, because I don't get it. Like I don't get it. If you're not from the South, I don't get it at all. I don't get it one bit.
Well, and even what it is.
Now in the South, I don't really.
If the truth of the matter is the majority, and there's towns and communities out here that are significantly like Republican, conservative dominant towns and cities in this area, and a lot of them utilize that flag or the Trump flags just to get a rise out of people because they have this mentality they've always had. This mentality is not new. It's not a mentality that has just arisen because there's a shit brick who is running this country right now, but it's a mentality they've always had and have not had a voice to share it. But now they do because it's something that is heard every day. It's something that's seen every day. It's something that is essentially promoted, right? And these people are now just speaking their minds, and unfortunately, it's really uncovered the ugly underbelly of our society right now. It sucks. It's just plain and simple. It sucks. People are doing it to be assholes and share their beliefs that they've been hiding for a long time or have not been able to speak about for a long time.
White supremacy is not an excuse or a political belief. So I don't. White supremacy should not hijack our politics. And I feel like it has.
And I want to make a point of clarification, too. So I've mentioned the stories about this, the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag means something to different things to different people. Right. And we've talked about this on the show before. There are many, many people who view the Confederate flag as a heritage thing. And I get that. I understand it. But it's the it's been turned into a weaponized symbol now is a way to stand against progress, a way to stand against equality in many, many places, which I can only imagine people who are driving a truck around fucking Colorado are aligned with.
You know, you don't need to tell me I'm politically correct.
Well, I remember
that's the thing.
And Mike and I talked about this once in depth about the flag, and how I told him I wasn't really offended by it because I understand the whole heritage bit. I don't wave it. I don't really care anything about it, but I get why some people do, because it's mm-hmm. you get offended by, Irish people waving the Irish flag on St. Patrick's Day. Do you get offended by Mexicans, waving it on Cinco de Mayo? I was like, it's kind of a pride of their region, And then Mike made a very, very good point to me, which I...
Wait, hold on a second. Mike did?
Yeah. Mike's okay, a pretty smart guy.
Okay, all right.
But he was like, I was like, yeah, I get that. I get that. He goes, but it's not just a symbol of Southern, a Southern region culturally. It's white Southern, history. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Cause it alienates, it's not just a cultural flag. And I was like, that's a very, very good point. You know, and so I've kind of thought about it, like, in that context from that point on, you know, because I always kind of like the Bonnie Blue Flag a little bit more, which is a blue flag with a white star, because it's actually about states' rights. That's what that flag's about. It's not about, it wasn't about the war. It wasn't about the race, you know. And then the 1960s is where that flag really changed its meaning, because they were waving it to be, you know, one, anti-civil rights, and then two, you know, because they felt once again that the U.S. government was trying to push what their ideas were on the South again. But, you know, it's kind of the bad hill to die on. But, you know, if you want to get into history, I can talk all day, but it's weird.
But well, no,
you're,
I think
you're muted, Chris.
It comes back to Chris's main point. Like you said, the guy
I said that right now. I would love to talk more about this with you.
It's put up, you know, people where they, you know, like in Colorado, they're doing it to get a reaction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not that they're not proud of it.
I disagree with you on that, Jack, slightly. But I think it's more than that. I think it's, the reaction part is part of it. But I actually really, truly feel that a lot of these people who are doing these types of things, who are using this flag to get a reaction or to they're unifying their actual thought process and their actual feelings on a lot of these issues. I feel like they because of today's climate, because in a lot of that has to do with all the rallies that you see, the all the publicity that our Trump supporters get. And I'm not trying to say every Trump supporter falls into this bucket either. So I'm just, you know, toting my line here really quick, very carefully, but it has literally removed any barriers that these folks have had, who've had these deep down feelings about you know, racism. To be honest with you, I'm
sorry. You're saying they don't have to wear their hood.
That's exactly right. It's almost as if they have like a safety cushion because of the administration we have now. It's almost an acceptable thing in their eyes to represent this thing, this type of belief publicly. It's like it's something that, you know, they've held it down. They've covered up their actual true feelings for political correctness or whatever they want to call it. But there's an actual thought process with these folks and belief in these folks that they feel like, as Randy actually says in the chat, the green light's been given, you know, because it's definitely a much more of a commonplace thing now that they're. And the quote I made before is that this has actually kind of uncovered the really gross underbelly of our society. I mean, people who live in our country.
It leads to people feeling justified to be able to kill, you know, someone like Ahmaud Arbery.
Done.
And you know, and what happened there was just horrible. So
and I mentioned this before the chat, like
that was plain murder. I mean,
the thing is, you see
the pictures that the cop was at a fucking Klan meeting. They had a photo of him at a Klan meeting. I'm not trying to make this a whole thing about this, but the retired cop.
Here's
the crazier part about that. I'm sorry, I know that we're at 2 hours. We should probably be wrapping this up, but like the crazier part about that whole situation with that fucking terrible murder is the environment in which it happened is still shitty, right? Because those two guys did not get arrested because the cops saw the video. Those two guys got arrested because we saw the video.
Right.
And the fact that that is the case tells you how fucked up it is in certain areas of the country.
Yeah. Well, it's almost, I put on one of the chats of Facebook chat is that it's almost like Trayvon Martin. You know, Zimmerman was told to stay in the car. Told the 911 operator, "Stay in the car, let the police handle it." He decided to get out. Trayvon said, "You know who?" His first reaction, and then he dies, and then he gets off. Yeah. And these guys call the police, let the police handle it. The guy wasn't doing anything anyway. They have a video of him looking inside a house that's under construction. Well, I'll be honest with you, if I see a house under construction, I'm probably going to go and look at it too.
I looked in houses under construction.
I've fucking done that 100 times.
When I was 12 years old, that is what I did. I explored shit. I got into trouble. But the difference is I was a 12-year-old white boy. You know, and sadly, you know, that's just where we're at, is the fact that this person was immediately judged and decided And these two people decided, hey, we're going to do something about it when they shouldn't have done shit.
I like the fact that they said they told him to stop and he didn't listen. You're not the cops.
You're not the cops any longer, but you thought you were. So,
fun story.
It's just an awful, awful thing. You know, it's funny that we went from Muppets to this. But that's where we are.
I'm going to try and brighten up the conversation.
That's where we are in quarantine.
So, speaking of walking into a construction site, I have I have to confess for something I did when I was like 11, 12 years old.
Uh-oh.
So I don't think anybody actually knows this other than people that I was with. But I went to a new development that was being built near my house where I grew up. And they were building the house. The framework was all up. And we would go in and we would hang out in these fucking places. It was like actually a sweet idea because you can go into these houses that are almost built and you go and you hang out there.
Crack like addicts. Do crack you know. And...
One of these houses had a telephone line already installed in it because the contractors needed probably to have access. So let's go back to the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, when the telephone was a widely used medium for various different things. And you could spell out any dirty word into a telephone number and you'd get a sex line.
Yeah.
So we would call so like 1-800-900 big boobs. That was like our thing that we would do. And we would call up and try to get connected to these to talk to sex workers on the phone. Well, not sex workers, but shit, what do you call them? Phone sex workers on the phone. And that was like our thrill that we did when we were kids. The building and development company probably got a bill for like $50. But hey, whatever.
50.
I mean, for one call, right?
I remember
who's doing that. Who's Dr. Robert? I've never mind. I got it.
Okay. I did the same thing.
Who the fuck is Dr. Robert in the private chat?
I said, who the fuck got in our private chat?
Who is in the private chat?
Then I saw the name. Okay.
So Will Fry says, for the first 10 years since I had Facebook, it listed my number as 1-900-WET-TITS in numbers, of course. And I can probably guarantee you I dialed that number from that house.
We should probably start wrapping the show up.
Yeah,
we've talked about a lot of different things, and we're at 2 hours, which is like a half an hour.
2 hours,
a half an hour beyond what we would normally do, and
it's a half hour more than what you guys paid for,
An hour beyond what we would do when before quarantine, because before quarantine we were trying to keep it at an hour and whatever.
I have no grandkids tomorrow.
So. I appreciate everybody that's joined us live. Esoteric Candy, surprised to see chat. Him joining in. Appreciate all your comments. Miami Mike, of course. Will Fry, Randy, thanks for coming. John, the UPS guy. Who else has been in here?
Janice was here. I'll talk to her tomorrow.
Sherry was here. Chris Doran was here. If I forget, Chris.
Miami Mike, did you say Miami Mike?
I did. Chris. Yeah. Both two Chris's were here. So Chris Lydon, am I pronouncing that right? If I'm not, it's Chris Lydon. Lydon. So I apologize for fucking
it. I think Sherry was in here at one point too.
Sherry was here.
He thanked Sherry.
I did. So but thank you everyone for
Randy. Did you thank Randy?
I did. Of course I thanked Randy. So but anyway, I want to get to the end of the show because I feel
is there an end?
Is this the end?
Oh, you got to get back to making that bomb, right?
I'm not making a bomb. Those are just like, oh, by the way, I got a new TV. And so this was all of the extra parts of stuff.
Says the bomb maker.
I feel like I shouldn't really like brag about my new TV right now here at the end of the show. But it was one of those like purchases where I was just like, I had told my wife I was going to Costco. I was like, well,
I'm getting a TV.
She knew I was getting a TV, but I was like, I'd priced it out on Amazon and I priced it out. And I was just like, well, I just want to go to Costco and see how much that costs. And I get there and I'm like, well, they don't have the one that I wanted, which is a 43 inch, but the 50 inch was only like $30 more. And I'm like, but it's only $30 more. I might as well
drop the bomb on me.
They're out of the 43, so I might as well get the 50. And I brought it home for Mother's Day, so I feel like that was a win-win.
Because that's what she wanted for Mother's Day?
No, 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 no. We didn't even get to all the fun Mother's Day stuff. No, that was not her Mother's Day gift. Sex was the Mother's Day gift. That's the
she was happy to get the TV.
No. That we did other stuff. So I don't. I was using an office joke, a poor Pam and Roy office joke. But
remember, you can't play it very long.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. Anyway, let me get into this
point. Matt would be like, "Oh man, you're in a song in my head again."
If you were not like me and you were
Randy says you buy her a double oven.
that's the way to go. If you were not like me and you were like thinking like, "Hey, I should just buy this TV on Amazon.com/JanJack." You should go there and buy the TV. I got a Roku TV, which is pretty cool. It feels weird to spend that much money on a TV. It wasn't that much, but still, you know, it's just
like, are you arguing with
you know, for show? Someone who's trying to close out the show, you're digging it. You're off.
I know. Okay, shut the
it
fuck up.
It was kind of expected to buy a TV, motherfucker.
All right. Send us your feedback about how I should just shut the fuck up sooner in this show. Should just be an hour long.
You should have bought her Nick's bag of toys.
You can send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com. You can go to janjack.com, click on any of those links, the Amazon affiliate link or the patron link to become a patron. That helps us out as well. There's a couple of patrons that make this show possible. We'd like to thank all of the patrons and especially the people in the chat that made this show possible, but there's a few. I've got a list. Of course I do. That's what I do. Tack, you're terrific. Eckhart, you're the eccentric billionaire that makes us all worthwhile. Ed, what did I write here? Egalitarian. Ed the egalitarian. Sorry. I got a little too wordsmithy for my own good. Maggie, you're the magnanimous. Fuck, I can't even say shit by the end of this.
You're the magnanimous.
Let me tell you something, Maggie. Magnanimous. Joanne,
Dr. Robert, spit it out.
Joanne the generous. Greg the gracious. Oh, and he was also joining us in the chat. I forgot to mention Greg. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you for all that you do to make this show possible. This was a great show. I always love hanging out
with one in a million.
Or 2 million. Thanks for joining us. See you next week. That's what we do. And
hasta luego.
And goodbye.
And goodbye.
See ya.